If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalm 46, 1 to 11. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Father, I just pray that, Lord, you will just continue to speak to us here today and speak to us through your word. And, Lord, I thank you that word's already confirmed today. But I thank you, God, that you care about each and every one of us. You care about the situations. You care about what's happening in our world. You care about what's happening in our nation. And, Father, you are at work. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you are here today, and we just bless your word today. Amen. As I was saying there, as I was praying earlier this week, and when I heard that word, it just came so quick and so powerful. I knew it was more than just a word for us, but also a word for myself, that, you know, thinking about everything that's going on in our nation, things that are happening, and just say, just be still. Be still. Don't get upset. Don't be wondering and thinking or worrying, but be still before the Lord. Be still before the Lord. And again, that kind of hit me quite strong, and I really feel that that's something that God wants to say to the church today and right across our nation. Be still and know that I am God. Now, the election just being over really did nothing in easing the feelings of uncertainty about the future. I found out that each party kind of used the fear, uncertainty, some truths, some lies, some rumors, and all that was out there, trying to make you fear and be afraid of you went this way or if you went that way. No matter which choice you would make, it was going to be a bad choice. And now that this election is over, still the same thing. There's fear, there's lies, there's division, there's uncertainty. And we need to recognize those are not qualities from God. They're not qualities from God. And as Christians, we need to be careful that we respond the same way that we're seeing our world respond. Now, while there may be some truth to the fears that people are spreading, I believe God is wanting to spread another message, and especially to the body of Christ right now, and that is to be still and know that I am God. You know, as you think about that this morning and look into your own situation, maybe there's some things going on in your own life. Maybe there's some struggles. Maybe there's some hardships. Maybe you've gone through some mountains and you're worried, you're upset, you're not sure what's going to happen. You don't know what the future is going to look like for you. And I believe God is saying to all those things, be still and know that I am God. And I know the Lord is speaking that to us, and I believe that he's speaking to that, not just to this church, but I believe that's for all Christians right now, and especially in our own nation, maybe even in North America, that Christians would just need to come to that place and relax, be still before the Lord, and know he's God. He's still God. You know, as you read this passage of Scripture, interestingly, it's talking about troubling times. It's talking about times when people are in fear and even in a panic mode. And so the psalmist writes these words from God to encourage them, even though the world around them would seem to be crumbling. The people had legitimate concerns about the troubles that were happening to them, but the psalmist here wanted to make it clear they were to trust in their God. They were to get the focus off the troubles and get their focus on their God, who he is, what he can do, and to rest in his assurance. And I really believe that God is wanting us to focus on the same, to focus on him, to rest in his assurance that he is with us and that there's a peace that he can bring in each of our lives, no matter what the situation we might be going through at this time. You know, be still and know God has some things to say to our world yet. Some things are coming yet from God. So don't give up on God. And I just believe that God is wanting to assure us that he's still in control. He hasn't left, and he never will. And there's more that he's going to be doing. And I really believe that God is wanting to shower blessings upon us with his peace, with his presence, with the things that we need. Just kind of like that, what Cameron saw today. That God wants to do that to us, wherever our needs might be, whatever we might need, whatever weapon we might need to keep advancing. God wants to bless us with those things. And so I just want to look at this passage a little bit more this morning to see what God is saying. And I believe this is for all believers, not just this church, but I even believe this for our nation and even the United States, really. That first message is be still. Be still. God wants us to hear some things. God wants to respond to some things. And as Christian believers, sometimes you need to get still so we can start getting a better focus and understand what God is wanting to say. So we see that in Psalm 46:10, and we're going to focus on that verse. Those first two words, be still. And as I began looking through various commentaries about what they're saying, things on the internet, what they're saying, just want to mention a few of them. It says, to be still means to be calm and recognize the sovereignty, the authority, and power of God. It is a call to trust in God, even in difficult times. And you will notice that that word trust is going to show up a lot as we go through this. Another one said, to be still here is not really about physical stillness, but rather a stillness of the heart and mind, a feeling of peace and trust in God's plan. Another is, to be still means to stop striving, stop fighting, stop the hostilities, to cease or discontinue a present action, to stop trying to defend yourself and relax. Then the last one, to be quiet, to be still, is to be still in one's body and mental state, finding comfort and peace through prayer and trust in our God. Those are just some of the descriptions of what it means to be still. Now, that doesn't mean that we ignore things that are happening in our world. It's kind of a reminder, keep the focus to where our help really does come from. The psalmist told us that in the very first verse of 46:1. He said, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we get caught up in all the trouble that is happening around us, and we kind of forget to be listening to what he has to say. That's really important for us. And we certainly shouldn't be allowing fear or the what ifs to control us or to rob us of our peace. And maybe we need to be asking ourselves, what am I allowing right now that's robbing me of my joy, robbing me of my peace, robbing me of my rest? And I think the Lord is saying, it's time to get back to seeking him, giving our anxieties and our fears to him. Because fear does not come from God. A lot of these things that we're seeing happening in our world right now, they do not come from God. They're not from God. Fear doesn't come from him. Rather, God is the one who will bring peace and power in our lives. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Or I kind of like the King James Version where it says, or sound mind. That's what God wants to do. That's God's orchestration. That's God's signature. And when we see these other things, those are not signatures of the Lord. So God doesn't want us to be overcome with fear or anxieties or troubles. He wants us to look to Him for the answer. And when life gets overwhelming, He reminds us, focus on Him, look to Him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God because He cares for you. He cares all about you. And He's wanting to bring comfort and strength and peace to His people. And the place that we find that is by looking to Him, seeking Him. And maybe that's what God's trying to say to us right now. Get that focus on me. There's some things I have to say. Yes, the world has had their say, but God is about to have His say. We're reminded in the Bible as well that the Lord wants to be our shepherd, and He wants to lead us to still waters. We think of the shepherd's psalm, verses 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams, or as other translations say, beside still waters. So when we come and be still, it's a place of peace that God wants to bring us to, where He can start speaking into lives, encouraging us, and hearing what He's actually saying about everything that's going on in our world or in our own lives. So be still and know God. He's still the answer. He's still the answer. And that brings us to the second point, to be still and know that He's God. Kind of sounds like a funny thing to say to believers, that know that He's God. He's able. He's able to intervene. He's able to do things that no one else can do. You know, we can do everything we can, but God goes above that. And He can do far greater things. So Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Give Him room. Give Him time for Him to respond and to act. This kind of serves as a great reminder that God is with us, and He's fully able to help us in our time of need, and even intervene in our world when our world's in turmoil, just like it was in this passage of Scripture, where there was fear and uncertainty that was happening. God's telling them, be still. Know that I'm still God. You know, sometimes we sell God short. Sometimes we lower our view of God and think, well, I guess God's not interested, or, you know, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to take place. And we get ourselves all discouraged. Don't lower yourself to that. We serve a great God, a mighty God, an everlasting God, the all-powerful God. And so this verse is really reminding us of who our God is, who He is. He's the Almighty. The Bible said there's nothing too hard for Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. Sometimes we convince ourselves, I guess God's not going to help. I guess God's not going to intervene. Don't do that. God will intervene. Unfortunately, it's on His time, not necessarily our time. I like things rather quickly to happen. And sometimes you just, Lord, speed this up. Speed this up. But don't sell Him short. God has some things He's going to say. Remember who your God is. Remember who He is. And that we would rise up with a new boldness, declares the psalmist here in this chapter says. So verses 2 and 3 says, so we're not going to fear when earthquakes come and mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans go ahead and roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Those things may happen. They are happening around our world. That brings fear and terror to a lot of people. But as believers, our faith needs to be in God. That He will sustain us. He will be with us. He will see us through. The next verse is saying, 6 and 7 says, the nations, they're in chaos. Their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. I love that one. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. We need to remember that God is still in control. And He's big enough to deal with all the situations and all the chaos that rises up in our world, from whether it's natural disasters, whether it's wars, whether it's political disorder. He doesn't actually really need our help. He's more than able to defend himself and work in ways that will amaze not just us, but even the whole world. I like that verse 6 where it talks about his voice. His voice, when God speaks, man, it's like thunder. And the world's response and even the earth's response is to melt. A total submission to him when he speaks. I'm looking forward to, I believe the Lord has something to say to our world and even to our nation that will bring them to their knees. That's who he is. That's how great he is. And we don't want to get to that place where we're foolish to think there is no hope. Nothing's going to change now. This is it. This verse is really kind of a rebuke to the people that the psalmist was writing to and reminding them, listen, all things are not lost. You still serve God. God's still on the throne. He hasn't left his throne, and he's going to be saying something. He just needs to speak, and situations and kingdoms and even the earth will melt at the sound of his voice. And that same God is still with us today. The Lord of heaven's armies, the Lord of hosts is with you. He is our protection and is in our fortress. And he's telling us, listen, God's got this. God's got this. So if you're worried about what is happening in your world, if you're worried about your future, if you're worried about your children's future, are you worried about our society? Are you worried about things that are going on in your life? You need to realize something. God's got it. God's got it. He's going to see us through. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Verses 8 and 9 of that same psalm, Psalm 46, says, come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. God is big enough to take care of all the problems in our world. Whether that's here in Alberta, whether that's here in our nation of Canada, or whether it's in the United States as well, or wherever in the world, God is big enough to take care of the needs that are out there. And so he's saying, be still. God's able. Know that he is God. One of the comments that I found there in the surfing the internet there about this, it says, this portion of scripture is a divine invitation to stop striving and surrender your worry and rest in the unshakable truth that God is sovereign, present, and faithful. And to remember, God is not asking you to fix everything. Rather, he's asking you to trust him. He's asking us to trust him. God's big enough to look after the things that are happening in our world. He's big enough to look after the uncertainties of our world and the uncertainties of our own lives. Our job is to trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Sometimes we get that, oh yeah, I'm trusting in God, but then we're going along with our own understanding. Sometimes that understanding is just not good enough. It's tainted. We need the understanding that comes from God. And as we seek him, he will give that to us, and he will direct our paths. So maybe that's where God is talking to you this morning. Maybe the things that you're facing, or maybe you've been upset, even with the elections and all those kinds of things, and maybe you just need to hear that from the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. There's an old saying, it's not over until God says it's over. Trust him. Rest in that assurance that he's still in control. He is still the Almighty. He is still Lord of heaven and of earth. He's still the God that can change kingdoms and the whole world. Rest in him. Our God is with us. Our God is with us. Be still and know he is God. And then lastly, in being still, we need to remember that God will be honored. God will succeed. God's going to get the victory. Psalm 46:10, the rest of that verse, we often just remember that first part. Be still and know that I am God. But it goes on to say, I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. And so this is a great reminder that God wins. And even all the turmoil that we're seeing in nations, even in our own nation, is one day going to turn around where God is going to be glorified, God is going to be honored, God is going to be acknowledged in our world and in our nations, by every nation. That's a promise from God. So everything that's happening in our world, it's actually leading up to something. And that something is the reign of the kingdom of God, where the Bible says every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess, and they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King and He is God. And so this verse is really speaking of God's ultimate victory and recognition by the whole world. And there's an acceleration of that day coming. And until that happens, we have a job to do. We're to preach the kingdom. We're to make the kingdom of God our primary concern. You know, sometimes in trying times, we just get worried about our own skin, our own selves. And the Bible's saying, seek first the kingdom. Get your eyes on the kingdom. Follow the kingdom. Matthew 6:31-33, it says, don't worry about these things, saying, well, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Because these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Again, think of that picture this morning that Cameron saw. God was dropping down things from heaven to each one of us of what we need right now. God is wanting to equip us with the things that we need for our lives and our circumstances right now. That's who He is. That's what He does. That's why we need to seek Him and look to Him. Seek first the kingdom of God. Make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. I think of the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come. Jesus says, this is one of the things you need to be praying, Thy kingdom come. Even though you see all these things happening in the world, Thy kingdom coming. Lord, I'm looking forward to that day where you're going to rule and reign over every nation. You're going to take control. Of course, as we do that, we also need to be praying, seeking God, calling on the Lord. You know, we can look at all the things to change our world and all the things we do. And there's lots of things that can be helpful to change our world, for sure. But there's one thing that's guaranteed to change every nation, and that's prayer. There's one thing that you can do to change your circumstances and your situation, and that is prayer. It's one of the things, for some reason, we seem to avoid. We kind of think we're too busy, we're doing this, we're doing that, and we don't make that extra time to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we repeat it all the time, but we also ignore it all the time. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll restore the land. Other translation, I'll heal the land. Do we need a healing in our nation of Canada? What does God say is the answer? If my people will humble themselves and start praying and seeking my face, turning from their wicked ways, I'll take care of the land. I'll take care of the nation. If my people, not the world, but if my people will do that. And so that's something that's very important for us to understand. And you know, the background of this whole chapter is talking about, you know, the possibilities of famine, disease, and pestilence falling on the earth. And again, the psalmist reminds, you know what the answer is? It's prayer and trust in God. He'll heal the land. God will minister and take care of the things that are going on in our land. So all this arguing and our comments and our opinions and our rebuttals, they don't really do a whole lot, honestly. But our prayers can move mountains. Our prayers can move a nation. Our prayers can move a province. That's where we need to go. God's kingdom will be established on the earth. He will rule and reign one day. And the events that we're seeing, they're all just leading up to that. They really are. So we shouldn't be panicking. We shouldn't be afraid. God's not worried. The turmoil in the nations is not disturbing him. It's just lining it up for that day where Jesus will be crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our God and Savior. So we're to take time to focus on the Lord, his kingdom being established, because the day of victory is coming. A day of victory is coming, and God's going to be honored throughout the nation of Canada. God's going to be honored throughout the nation of the United States. God's going to be honored throughout every nation in the world. That's coming. Even though we see these things, look beyond it to see what else is coming. Be still and know that I am God. He will reign supreme over all the earth. He will be honored by all nations. That day is also getting closer. So this morning as we close, I hope this word resonates with your spirit, that we might pull back from any worry or fear or venting or striving or trying to fix everything or even to cease action where we're presently going and say, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust him. It's kind of hard to do that, but I'm going to trust him. God, help me to trust you during this time and this season in my life. Because God is wanting to bring a stillness in our lives where we can rest from what we think we need to do and trust God that he knows exactly what we need to do and that he will supply the strength and the abilities to do what we really need to do. I really believe God is just saying to us, step back from your worry, your fear, all the striving that's going on. Trust him. Trust him. He's going to work things out. We're in good hands. We really are, because we're in the hands of God. You know, and that's kind of a message that through this psalm and what this psalm ends with as well, in verse 11. You'll notice that verse 11 repeats what is said back in verse 7. And anytime where you see something repeated, that's done for a reason to help us to realize, hey, this is the takeaway. We need to understand this. The Lord of heaven's armies, the Lord of hosts, is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. We don't need to be afraid. We got a God like a fortress because we have an army. The world doesn't see it. Sometimes we don't even see it ourselves or realize there's an army surrounding all of us. The Lord of hosts is with me. The Lord and all of his house, of his army, is with us. You're in good hands with God. You really are. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Be still and know he is God. Still in control. Still has all power, all authority in heaven and earth. We need to be at peace. Be still. Let's just start working at trusting him. Trusting him. It's going to be okay. God's got this. And he is with each and every one of us.